Welcome to the Vista Monthly Newsletter for February 2026. If you need this email in another format, email marketing@vistablind.org.uk and our team will be happy to accommodate you. If you are using a screen reader, click View this email in your browser found above the Vista logo to enlarge this email in a new tab and enable your screen reader to read this email correctly. Update from Vista, February 2026. Vista achieves NCVO Trusted Standard Level 1. This update is from Beth Brook, Vista's CEO. We are delighted that thanks to the hard work and dedication of Vista's team, our charity has been recognised with the National Council for Voluntary Organisations, NCVO, Trusted Standard Level 1. Formerly known as PQASSO, this national accreditation demonstrates that we have high standards in our governance and operations. It also means that we have systems and structures in place to ensure we are able to operate efficiently and effectively to support our beneficiaries and deliver our charitable objectives. This certification is a testament to the determination every member of the Vista team shows in their tireless commitment to improving the lives of people affected by sight and dual sensory loss across Leicester, Leicestershire and Rutland. We'd encourage you to read the full news update on this achievement and what it means to our charity on our website. You can read this at www.vista.org.uk/news-events/vista-achieve-ncvo-trusted-standard-1, and that's one as a number. What to expect in this newsletter? February is a month used to raise awareness of low vision. We wanted to take the opportunity to share some advice and guidance around living with conditions which cause low vision. You'll also find a brand new regular section, Tools, Tech and Equipment, where we will highlight something useful that can help you each month. An opportunity to engage with accessible theatre performances thanks to Little Theatre, and ways to get involved in this year's Disability Games. Some of these topics and content inclusions have been inspired directly by your feedback. Alongside making these adjustments, we have also included a new, easily downloadable plain text version of the newsletter on a button found at the top of this email. Thank you to all of you who have provided feedback for our newsletter so far. Your input has been invaluable. Please click the button below if you haven't completed our survey yet and would like the opportunity to make your voice heard. You can complete the survey by visiting https://forms.office.com/e/j-EZ7RQDTAJ. Thank you very much. Advice and guidance for living with low vision. Living with conditions which cause low vision can feel daunting, but there are simple tweaks we can make in our day-to-day life which can help things to feel more manageable. These changes may include things like organising and decluttering our homes. This can reduce the risk of falls and can also help to make everyday tasks more manageable, especially if we store items in consistent locations. Reducing glare. Using blinds or shades to control sunlight and using matte finishes on walls, alongside wearing polarised sunglasses when outside, are all things which can make it easier to see and avoid eye strain. Consider using tactile marking systems. Bump dots can be added to utilities like microwaves, ovens and stoves to help you find the controls and settings you use most often, e.g. defrost or 200 Celsius. Items like rubber bands can be added to similar looking bottles such as shampoo and conditioner to easily distinguish between them. utilize access technology, screen readers and text-to-speech software alongside things like voice-controlled smart homes, devices and specific mobile phone apps can all help to make life a little easier. Our Tech Together team can show you how. We hope these ideas may be useful not just for those of you living with a condition which impacts your vision, but for others with different diagnoses too. Our team are always here to support you by providing advice and guidance. To find out more about how we can help, get in touch with our team by visiting www.vistablind.org.uk/contact-us. Tools, tech and equipment. This month, we wanted to highlight a pair of glasses which have been a hit at Vista, Meta Glasses. These smart glasses can use onboard cameras and Meta AI to provide audio descriptions of your surroundings, alongside reading text-like documents and menus, and identifying objects. The Meta Glasses feature open-ear speakers for audio feedback and offer hands-free calls via WhatsApp or Messenger, alongside integration with the Be My Eyes app for volunteer assistance. Many of our beneficiaries and our staff members have found the Meta Glasses to be a game-changer. Hear firsthand from Becky Newham, our Director of Fundraising and Communications, about how the Meta Glasses have helped her. I didn't even know Meta Glasses were a thing until Brian, who leads our Tech Together groups, told me about them, and I found them truly life-changing. It just makes my everyday so much easier, from being able to read packaging and post to sharing bedtime stories with my children, something I never thought I'd be able to do. We are continuing to host demonstrations of Meta Glasses at our head office. To book a space, visit www.vistablind.org.uk/news-events/meta-demo-190226. Inclusive approaches at Little Theatre. When you live with a condition which causes low vision and other side effects, the things that other people may take for granted can lose their enjoyment. This is why the team at Little Theatre have committed to making their performances as inclusive as possible. Before each play, a CD is sent out which includes descriptions of cast, characters, costumes and the set, alongside talking about the programme of the show. Before the Saturday matinee performance, guests who are visually impaired are met and given a tour of the set. Guests are taken onto the stage to see the scenery, feel props, and sometimes learn more about the use of special effects. Guests meet the cast, who bring their costumes and chat about their characters. We love when partners go above and beyond to make their experiences more inclusive for people with visual impairments, and it is clear that Little Theatre work hard to make their performances as accessible as possible. If you would like to find out more, visit the Little Theatre website. Please note that if you are booking tickets to a play, you need to specify that this service is required when booking and should provide a postcode for your CD. To find out more, visit www.thelittletheatre.co.uk. Disability games. Would you like the opportunity to try new physical activities this year? As we've already covered in this newsletter, going into new environments with a visual impairment can be daunting, which is why we are delighted to share the Disability Games. This event is organised by Rotary in the East Midlands and will take place on Sunday, April 12th from 10:30am till 4pm at Ratcliffe College in Leicester. Disabled competitors of all ages take part in archery, darts, curling, table tennis, weightlifting, boccia, shooting, swimming, wheelchair slalom and wheelchair dash. It's a great opportunity to join the local community and try some new sports, all whilst making new connections and having fun. To find out more, visit www.rotary-ribi.org/districts/page.php?pgid=942019 at district N0 equals 10070. Dates for the diary. All Things Android Tech Together, Monday 9th of February, 10:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. In person at Vista, 3rd floor, Provincial House, 37 Newark, Leicester, LE16TE, or virtually via Zoom. South Wigston Cafe Meetup, Tuesday 10th of February, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. The Salvation Army Loaf and Bloom Cafe, Ladysmith Road off Saffron Road, South Wigston, Leicester, LE18 4UZ. Health and Wellbeing Event, Haymarket Shopping Centre, Thursday 12th of February, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Haymarket Shopping Centre, Leicester, LE13YR. Come along to a fantastic event in February, bringing together local community partners to share insight and advice with people who attend. Leicester Half Marathon, Sunday the 22nd of February. Take on a fantastic half marathon event starting at Thorpe Hill in Loughborough, all whilst raising crucial funds for Vista. Registration fees covered by Vista if you pledge to raise £150. Email fundraising at vistablind.org.uk to find out more. Hinckley Cafe Meetup, Monday 23rd of February, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. St Mary's Church, Church Walk, Hinckley, LE10 1DW. Loughborough Meetup, Wednesday the 25th of February, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. Community Room, Tesco Extra, Park Road Roundabout, LE11 2EX. Leicester City Centre Cafe Meetup, Thursday the 26th of February, 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. Chapel Cafe, Bishop Street Methodist Church, 10A Bishop Street, Town Hall Square, Leicester, LE16AF. Tea and Tech Talk, Tech Together, Thursday the 26th of February, 12:30 p.m. to 2:30 p.m. Vista, 3rd floor Provincial House, 37 Newark, Leicester, LE16TE. Leicester 10K, Monday the 1st of March. Take on a challenge and raise vital funds for Vista. This 10K running route starts in Jubilee Square and takes in the city centre, running past many landmarks including Leicester Museum and Art Gallery and Leicester Cathedral. Registration fees start from £28. Email fundraising at vistablind.org.uk to find out more. Balmont Lays Meetup, Monday 2nd of March, 10 a.m. till 12 p.m. Community Room, Tesco Extra, Balmont Lays Shopping Centre, LE4 1DE. All Things Apple Tech Together, Monday the 2nd of March, 10:30 a.m. to 1 p.m. In person at Vista, 3rd floor Provincial House, 37 Newark, Leicester, LE16TE, or virtually via Zoom. To view all of our upcoming events, visit www.vistablind.org.uk/news-events/events. Thank you for taking the time to listen to this e-newsletter. These e-newsletters will be sent on a monthly basis. You can connect with Vista on social media for more frequent updates. You'll find us on LinkedIn, Instagram, and Facebook.